Hi, I'm Josipa. It's the end of the year and I wanted to share some of our best episodes from last year. The episode I'm about to play you was one of our most popular. It's all about setting goals. We also teach you the 3 A's technique. Learning a language can sometimes be frustrating, so I found this technique helpful because it was a way I could include learning into my daily life, so that it didn't feel like studying. Keep listening to find out more.
Learning English helps me to talk about my goals.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia. Hello, my name is Josipa, and like many of you, I started this new year feeling hopeful and optimistic that a great year is ahead of me. 2023, bring it on! Bring it on is an informal phrase we can use to show that we are confident about meeting a challenge. For example, let's say I met Alan while going to work.
Hi, Josipa.
Where are you going this morning?
I have a job interview.
Do you feel ready?
Yeah, I feel pretty confident. Bring it on, I say.
Depending on the context, we can use the phrase bring it on among friends and family to say
let's get things started
or
let's go
or I can't wait, which is also an expression we use to show that we are impatient to do something well. By the way, my friends Alan and Claire take the beginning of a new year very seriously. For them, it's the part of the year when it feels like they have a new chance to start a new habit and kick the old ones. Do you know what kicking a habit means? If not, listen on, I'll tell you later. First, let's hear what Alan and Claire are saying. They're talking about their New Year's resolutions.
So I hear that you're planning to get fit in the new year.
Yeah, that's right. I'm definitely going to work out more and get in better shape this year.
I guess that means you'll be focusing on diet and eating healthier.
Yeah, I will. But it's going to be important that I learn to manage my time better so that I can find time for everything.
Any other drastic change?
Yep. I hope to kick the vaping habit. That's enough about me. What about you?
It doesn't really matter whether your goals in life are to get organized, exercise more, lose weight, save more money, learn a new skill. Whatever the case is, when talking about your plans, it is very likely you're going to use the phrases we just heard. So let's hear them again, one by one. First, we had Claire.
So I hear that you're planning to get fit in the new year.
To get fit means to get in a good physical shape, often by losing some weight. But the part of the Claire sentence that is the most interesting for us today is when she said that Alan is planning to lose weight. We say we are planning to do something when we are certain that we are going to do it. So if you have already made some preparations for getting fit, let's say you agreed to go on a diet with your friend, then you could say, I'm planning to get fit.
Yeah, that's right. I'm definitely going to work out more and get in better shape this year.
We use the phrase going to or not going to express a plan or intention for future. And when we talk about things we want to do, but it's not a definitive plan, we can say,
I hope to travel more.
I hope to do this or that. In this kind of situation, we can also use a phrase like Alan did when he said,
I'd like to manage my time better.
I would like to do this. I hope to do that. Are phrases we can use when we are talking about something we want to do, but we don't necessarily have any definitive plans. A definitive plan is a plan that has been made clearly and without any doubt. Do you have a bad habit you would like to change? Can you think of a new hobby you would like to start? These questions can be good conversation starters. And while you think how you would answer them, I want to find out what Claire's New Year resolutions are.
I hope to kick the vaping habit. That's enough about me. What about you?
I'm thinking about traveling more, but I also want to save some money. So I made a budget and now I'm sticking to it.
Ah, you'll do great.
Fingers crossed.
Do you know what Alan meant when he said,
I hope to kick the vaping habit?
If you're hoping to kick a habit, you're hoping to get rid of it, to stop it. Claire then talked about things that she's considering doing, but are not a definitive plan yet, when she said,
I'm thinking about traveling more.
Claire also said something else, a phrase that I should use more often in my everyday life.
So I made a budget and now I'm sticking to it.
I made the budget and I'm sticking to it. If you are sticking to a budget, you are spending money according to a specific plan designed to help you save money. You can also stick to other things such as a timeline or a plan. And at the end of the dialogue, we heard two expressions we can use to wish people good luck with their resolutions. We're gonna hear them again, but before that, let me ask you, what phrases besides good luck would you use? This is what Alan and Claire said.
You'll do great.
Fingers crossed.
There are many more ways to wish someone good luck. So, when you want to encourage someone with their plans, you could say,
go for it.
Hang in there.
Best of luck.
You've got this.
For many of us, improving our English language skills is one resolution we made when we decided to set up our lives in Australia. So today, I invited Shirley Glaister, who spent many years teaching English to adult migrants like us. Hi, Shirley. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ossipa. It's good to be here.
Shirley, I've been working a lot on my English language skills during last years, but sometimes I feel like I'm not improving anymore, and that can be so frustrating.
Yes, I understand, but that's perfectly normal. You just need to be patient with yourself. When you get to an upper intermediate level, sometimes it can feel like you're not making any progress. But believe me, you still are.
Do you have any tips on including learning in our daily lives so that it doesn't feel like we are studying?
There's a very good technique called the 3 A's technique.
What is it?
The 3 A's are answer, add, and ask.
Can you give us an example?
Yes. For example, somebody asks you a question, maybe in a shop or on a bus stop. Maybe the question is, where are you from? The first A is you answer the question. So you might say, I'm from Beijing. The second A is add. So you add some more information to your answer. So I'm from Beijing. It's a very big city in China. Then the third A is ask. You ask a question yourself. So you say, I'm from Beijing in China. It's a very big city. And then you ask a question, have you ever been there? And in this way, you keep the conversation going, and that gives you more opportunities to practice your English.
Thanks for that, Shirley. It sounds like a really useful technique, and I'm definitely going to use it. But there is just one more thing I need from you today.
Of course. What is it?
Will you please help me repeat the phrases we practiced in this episode?
Sure, let's do it.
See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. The phrase, bring it on, means...
Bring it on is an expression we use when we can't wait to do something extremely well.
What does kicking a habit means?
you're kicking a habit, you are stopping that habit. You're quitting it. You're eliminating it from your life.
We heard different expressions we can use to talk about our plans and goals.
I'm going to work out more and get in better shape this year.
I hope to travel more.
I would like to manage my time better.
We also heard different phrases we can use to wish someone good luck with their plans.
You'll do great.
Fingers crossed.
Go for it.
You've got this.
Best of luck.
That's all we have for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. For learning notes and transcripts, visit the SBS Learn English website, where you can also find a quiz to test your listening and understanding skills. And if you want to get in touch with us, reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm your host, Josipa. Thank you for listening.
SBS Learn English helps Australians speak, understand and connect.